Secret Societies, The Knights of Malta, and Ancient Prophecy, PS2. Can Christian leaders be in secret societies? Well, I don't think anybody should ask Rick Joyner. We'll talk about that along the way as we delve into what the Word of God reveals as the secret power of lawlessness. And the Spirit of God has revealed that that power is already at work. And I know that some of the Luciferians will listen, and I agree with you in this sense, that you do have a operating power in your life, upon you, in your meetings, even in the doctrines that are the secret doctrines and books and so forth that are read and are received. And the Word of God again reveals those as didache of demons, teaching of demons. Now, before you run away, listen, please, to what I have to say, because the living personal God gives an invitation, and at least listen. For the rest, I want to encourage you as we take a look. This is Russ Dizdar, Preemption Broadcast, connected with Shatter the Darkness. Listen, it's shatterthedarkness.net on the web. I'm going to be quoting a couple of things out of a book called Secrets, Plots, and Hidden Agendas. Now, this is part of Paul T. Coughlin's book, and his material deals with conspiracy. Let me just read you something that he says on page 19. When discussing Christian conspiracy theories during my talk show, I found myself stumbling over the same truth so often that I eventually had to stop, concede, then proclaim it. Conspiracies, plans made in secret with harmful intent, do in fact occur. Then he goes on to say this, the words for conspiracy, conspire, conspirator occur in almost 30 biblical passages. And then he begins to give some references and so forth to just the concept. Now listen, when I mentioned PS2, which is a 3,000-year-old prophecy, 3,000 years ago as of now, that God has spoken, and God has spoken literally to Luciferian, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, Brotherhood, Masons, those in the secret societies. Listen, whether you're in, maybe you're even involved with the Knights of Malta or some other, you know, the Brotherhood, the Ancient Brotherhood, the Black Flame and others, Theosophical Society and the OTO. I just want you to know that God had you in mind 3,000 years ago, even as you do your stuff in the darkness. And that would include, I would say, those at the Bohemian Grove. Again, elitists who have bought in to the belief, to the doctrine, that somehow, someway, you've been cheated, and somehow, someway, a knowledge, a secret knowledge, is being given to you, and that could be acquired, be it from the Akashic Records, from the Shining Ones, that one of the writers, matter of fact, listen, Philip Gardner, Secret Societies, part of a series of his Gardner's Forbidden Knowledge. Now he's writing, one of the other books he wrote is on the Shining Ones. And listen, as I begin to read his book, I see that, he immediately, blasts away at Christianity and so forth. And it's one thing to blast away at Christianity and blast away at the church, and maybe you're angry at the Catholic Church. I can understand that. But listen, if you look full in the face of the living Christ, this Christ of Scripture, the one that Isaiah spoke about 700 years before he came, or the one that the Psalms talks about in Psalm 16, about the physics of God in blasting apart the finality of death, the resurrection of Jesus, is prophesied and spoken about 1,000 years before he comes. So when I begin to read the materials from people like Philip Gardner, I'm somewhat kind of blown away in their dismissal of some of the darkest things that some of the groups are involved at. Whether he deals with the Russia Christians or the Trilateral Commission, the Order of the Golden Dawn, you could look at a lot of them. Opus Dei among the Catholics. And I think it's very important that we take a look within the Catholic Church also. And one of the reasons is because I believe, again, the Catholic Church has been heavily infiltrated, especially since the 40s and 50s, that it's become really a place for every foul bird. Now, if you understand the language, the biblical figurative language there, you're going to take a look at Revelation 18. And as I've been saying again and again, the days of unprecedented demonic manifestation is upon us. And it will not go away. It will not get better. It will crease. It will not only increase, but it will do in such a rapid pace. If you are a counselor, if you are a pastor, if you're somebody who's worked in ministry of deliverance and dealing with exorcisms, and you're involved in spiritual warfare, then let me tell you this, that you're really at the cutting edge of something, but it's going to be flooded. 65 million adherents to the New Age movement. And so many of them have opened their lives to what they thought, masquerading, you know, translucent spirits, you know, this initiation, this Luciferic initiation that David Spangler, you know, has brought to so many. Opening the doors to the side of something spiritual. Listen, this is what's occurred. We have been created in the image of God. We've been created as spiritual beings. So let's, you know, come to the table and just lay it down together, okay? We acknowledge we have been created to be spiritual beings. Now, I don't know what you believe about the origins or endings of the human race, but let me just share with you, I believe that we are created by special act of God, by this incredible, beautiful. I mean, I believe God made all that exists here on the earth, the air, the sun, the trees, the animals, everything, in the context of eventually placing us at the center of it and creating Adam, humanity, creating the distinctions, male and female, and saying, let us create Adam, humankind, in our likeness and in our image. So this incredible beginning, keep searching if you must. Search for the aliens if you must. Search for some other singularity, some point. But I challenge the belief that something has come from nothing. I challenge the belief that what we see in the world, this intelligence that we see in the world, this design that we see in the world, has come from nothing, has just issued out randomly. Now listen, if that's what jazzes you when you go to bed at night, if that's what jazzes you when your parents are coming to their days, their aged days of dying, and you have nothing but science to offer them, nothing but where did death come from? Where did this thing called death come from? Secret societies have been dealing with the blood cults in Rome, Mithra, Mithras, Bacchus. When you look at all of them, all the way back to the ziggurats, death, 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 the shedding of blood, human cannibalism, sacrifice. And there's a scripture, again, a revelation from God in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 that tells us that humanity has been held under the fear of death. Somebody had power over that area. And the Bible says that it was the fallen cherub, that it was this one that some call Lucifer, that God reveals consistently in a revelation that took 1,600 years to complete the Word of God. So I come to you now to engage you on a secret power that is operating. A secret power that operates in one sense to blind the minds and hearts of humanity to the beautiful and incredible and awe-striking origins of creation. This blinding power would also seek to absolutely seduce and mar what I think the Bible reveals as reality. Haletheia is a tremendous Greek word, and in Scripture it deals not only with the idea of truth, but of reality. In reality, there is an evil presence in the world. I was listening again to Coast and Coast the other day, and I listened to a tremendous, an absolutely tremendous interview that George Norrie had with Kathy Albright that has written the book Spy Chips. What a powerful, powerful interview. But as I listened again to George, who's in my prayers, whom I would say clearly that I love with the love of God, but I listened to George and it reminds me of so many others that there is a sense that the book of Revelation is true, that this Antichrist will come and that evil is in the world today and that there is some level of shocking evil. And even George talks about his belief in a conspiracy in the world, in elitism, in Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. But I tell you that no matter what searching we do on the surface, the powers of that darkness are so deep, so wide, so broad. That is outside of the realm of the power and might of God Almighty. Satan does have legalities and operates with legalities. He has what is called a dominion, Colossians chapter 1. And that dominion is his and he has rights to it. It's been given to him. I've dealt with that on other, you know, of these broadcasts and teachings, and he has a right. And listen, it's very important that we understand who this being is. What we're going to touch on here is from the new newsletter, the fifth newsletter in February of 2008. And it's just simply entitled, "The Secret Power of Lawlessness is Already at Work." That comes right again out of the biblical revelation. The Spirit of God reveals the tracks and the presence of a incredible evil, hating, and I call it an ancient hate. But the Spirit of God not only reveals the tracks in the sands of human history of this evil hatred, but also gives, because the Spirit of God is infinite, He is God, He also gives a piercing and strategic and accurate and pinpoint insight into the future tracks. God already is telling us what this fallen cherub is going to be doing in the end and what the amassed hundreds of thousands of spirits, dark spirits, what they'll be doing, why they focus on the earth, why their presence there brings deception, brings subterfuge, brings seduction. Their presence, always deception leads to destruction. It did in the garden. It did with Judas. And again we see it. And I've seen it for 30 years or so in dealing with individuals they've allowed ancient spirits in their lives. They sought, you know, information from the Akashic records. They've looked to what Gardner calls the shining ones, or what Paul Von Ward calls the advanced beings. And so if Paul Von Ward wants to do the study on looking at all of the communications coming in to people like Helena Blavatsky and to Alice Bailey and to David Spangler and to gurus and to cult leaders and spiritualists, and if he wants to believe, because he has tracked them also and he's communicated in his book God's Genes and Consciousness concerning the collective voices of these advanced beings. But he reveals at the end of his book, because when I read his book, I felt the presence of those advanced beings, those ascended masters, the Great White Brotherhood, whatever you want to call them. They're ancient beings, all of which have names, all of which have assignments, all of which have different levels of powers and abilities, but all of which have the same nature. Cold and dark and black and godless. Jesus revealed concerning that body of of beings as being those without any truth dwelling in them. That the fallen cherub is the father of lies. That he is a murderer, a slayer of humanity. So it's very important for me to say to you today that when you look into secret societies, if you're a part of a secret society, doesn't make any difference. Listen, you know, I've gone to some of them. I've been invited. I've been invited by the Brotherhooders to come to ritual meetings and to others, you know, to see, you know, what they're involved with. I've listened for hours and hours and hours as they've explained, you know, marriage to the beast and many, many other different kinds of rituals. They've shown me things in books and materials. Horrific things. And others have brought in information from the Masons or from the Ordo Templi Orientis, the OTO, Aleister Crowley's stuff. And so when I look at these things and see them from my perspective and listen again, many Christians are going to listen to this, I understand that. But I also understand that chosen ones, you know who you are, you're listening. Luciferians, others are listening. They're, you know, it's being listened to in over 50 nations right now. And there's a lot of those who are passing it along. This information, let's see how much information Russ really has. Let's see what he really does know. You know, it goes up. There's reconnaissance going on, Christians. Reconnaissance over your churches. Reconnaissance over Christian ministries. Reconnaissance over all of the books that are being, you know, disseminated, you know, to see how many of them or which ones of them are dangerous to the cause of the secret power of lawlessness that is already at work. A supernatural operative power. Listen, I don't know if you've had time or not, but if you go to the webpage that this very broadcast is mentioned on, I talk about the belly of the beast in Europe. Let me just say a few things right off this page. What's so secret about secret societies? Question mark. And why? Being a part of one may give one a sense of power and elitism. There are differences in the types and purposes of secret societies, but they all have four things in common. Number one, secrecy, hidden agendas, secret knowledge, stealth rituals, and many, many things go on in the dark. Elitism. We are special and beyond the common man. We are masters of the universe. Number three, Europe. Most secret societies started in and dwell in Europe. And I call Europe the belly of the coming beast, or the belly of the beast. The Antichrist himself, though he may have Assyrian connections or bloodlines, obviously will rise in the center of Europe that has been set up over all these years. You've got to understand the depth of European Satanism that we have experienced here in the United States, the concept of the black mass. I mean, I even have a book given to me by law enforcement told that only 500 copies in the world, and the original was in French. And it comes from France. And so Satanism is deeply embedded in France and in Italy. I mean, take a look at all the news articles, even do a little search, exorcisms in the Catholic Church, and put in, you know, connect that with Italy and France. They're going crazy over there. They're searching. I mean, they've got so many people that have powerful, powerful demonic presence. Europeans, listen, European Union, you are absolutely, absolutely, you've been painted and smart targeted, and the demonic realm is beneath you. Even within the Vatican, even within your cities, even within your catacombs, even within the lower regions, dark presence, elitists who have been meeting for years upon years upon years, carrying the bloodline of the Nephilim, preparing and seeking and listening to the spirits and listening to their father, the fallen cherub, and receiving the instructions and receiving the guidance and feeling the heat, the red emotion of the kingdom of darkness. Is the supernatural power of darkness real? Absolutely. Are the demonic intelligences real? Absolutely. Are there powers and abilities that they give? Clairvoyance, telekinesis, abilities to leave the body, to remote view, psychic assassinations, weaponizing the demonic powers to build into a army that the fallen cherub needs as he comes with an counterfeit incarnation. Bloodlined. Who is the mother of the Antichrist? Where does she live? How has she been prepared? What is the bloodline? Merovingian? You can do all the searches you want. One thing I'm absolutely and totally convinced of. Without the penetrating power of the Spirit of God, without the authority of the living Christ, who, by the way, in 1 John 3:8, it says very clearly, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works, Greek word used again, in reference to a supernatural operating power. He came to destroy these works, expose these works. Listen, Christendom, you have been commanded by the Spirit of God in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. You've been commanded to expose the evil deeds of darkness, not run from that, not hide from that, not bury that, by burying and hiding and blinding yourself because you don't want to see that darkness, you may be aiding and abetting its uncontested rise. The church has been birthed in the context of warfare. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. That is what Jesus has brought into this world, based in and bathed in the victories by the blood that was shed, innocent blood at the cross. Listen, the demons know it. All of those Luciferians and all of those who have ever been around hearing the name Jesus spoken by a spirit indwelt believer in Christ, by one that has authority and knows that authority. The demons know, they've said it before. 2,000 years ago in the book of Acts, Jesus we know, and Paul we know. I cry out to the Luciferians, the Brotherhooders, and so forth, even to those chosen ones, even to the victims, and you at the Bohemian Grove, and you in Palatine, and you in Palermo, and you hidden there deep within the system of Catholicism, sunk deep into the Jesuits, sunk deep into the Knights Templar, Knights of Malta, the black nobility, the belief systems, again, that believes in a secret superior knowledge disseminated in bits and pieces as the initiate, step by step, yields him or herself to the powers that be behind the curtain. You know, the man behind the curtain. Secrecy, number one. Elitism, number two. Three, Europe. Europe, you're in danger. You're in vast danger in Europe, because there, the political powers, there'll be a satanization of the political powers. There'll be a satanization of the military dreams and powers. There will be, in the midst of the hellish chaos that will break loose prior to the apocalypse of Antichrist, there will be bloodshed. There will be a ritual, nationwide, multinational bloodshedding. And what's it all about? It's all about opening bringing the energy, the pain, man. It's all about the bloodshed and the pain and the fear and the torture, so to create the great big doorway of the rush of satanic powers for the rise, the apocalypse. You see, there's a battle going on. A battle's going on. The dark side wants to push their ruler to the forefront, but they are restricted. The secret power of lawlessness is operating as a supernatural power throughout the secret societies. Listen, look at it as a cone for a moment. At the bottom of the cone, Satan himself. with all the demons with him, with all the powers there. One step up from there, the immediate elitists who know who they are in fellowship with. I mean, they may have seen him as Lucifer. They may see him as the great light bearer. They might see him as Albert Pike did, the beautiful light bearer. The way the Gnostics and others and New Agers and other esoterics are looking into it. But there is, again, when you get so close to the black flame, your blindness is so deep, so broad, so wide, that it's like eyes wide shut. And you see only what this ancient being wants you to see. Behind the curtain is something you don't want to see. Maybe at nights, like Hitler, you've gotten chills and shook. Maybe you've realized that some of the powers were not what you wanted and not what you were looking for. Maybe you've realized that the shedding of innocent blood, the constant work of those rituals, the constant work of the screams and the cries and the pain and the terror, maybe you've come to realize that you've been deceived all along. Maybe you Europeans, you've realized now that you've sold your souls. Do you have any time left? Is there a possibility of escape? In the web article, I deal with those first three, secrecy. Jesus, again, reveals this incredible, an incredible parable about how the sower comes to sow the word of God, and the field is the world, and he's sowing the word of God to the world, and guess what happens? You know, individuals, you know, they all of a sudden the wheat begin to grow up, and we see that this is in reference to a great spiritual transformation. A salvation that involves this incredible physics of changing the spiritual dead heart and life that we once had, and infusing us with the life of God and the gift of eternity, the gift of immortality, and of personal, incredible, and very loving relationship with the infinite, immeasurable, yet very, very, and awesomely personal God. So this is all happening during the day in the light, and God is out there saying, I love the world, and here's my son, and here's my prophets, and here's my word. All that God does is in the light. God is unveiling, God is showing, God is breaking in. God, you know, read the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Light has come into the world. Jesus is the phos, the moral and spiritual. He's the light, and darkness could not withstand, comprehend, deal with. And so there was a battle between the Lamb of God and the dragon, again and again and again. Secrecy is the mode of the dark side. Jesus taught in the midst of that parable that the evil one comes in the night. You know, 12, 11, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Something about the night, something about the darkness. It's when, for years and years and years, as we drove backwoods, as we looked for ritual spots, as we looked to help victims, as we began to understand years ago that the powers are conjured then. Look at the rituals, if you will, on the web, the satanic calendars. Look at the rituals and what all they involve. Some crew, now listen, you and I probably will never see, and most likely many of us would never want to, view the rituals that have been written in the books whose bindings are not with cloth, but with the skin of ritual victims. Yes, the demons love the human blood, and they love the skin of humanity. They revel in the screams, they revel in the fear, and they love it. but every one of them that I've ever encountered in a person, every demon I have ever encountered in a person that we had an engagement, you know what? Under the authority of Jesus Christ, they realized that there was something that we as believers in the King of Heaven, in this great King, this great anointed one, that we have and they don't have. They bowed to the authority of Christ in every case, and so many times they were made and told and commanded to confess who is the Lord of heaven and earth. And they clenched their spiritual teeth and would barely say it, Jesus Christ is Lord. They also reveal that they fear the coming judgment. They know payday someday. Though they work to beat it, though they work to outrun it, though they work in diligence, some of you have been dragged through those rituals. Some of you have seen the sanitized versions of seeking the powers there in the military laboratory, there with those older German doctors that came in, you know, late 40s and 50s. Some of you have been in the special projects where they were trying to transmute your humanity and make you something that you were not. Like that old doll in the late 60s, 70s, Stretch Armstrong. They stretched you. They stretched your consciousness. They stretched your mind. They stretched everything. And you're having those who do not know the God of heaven, do not know the power of Jesus Christ. They do not know the authority. They do not have the Spirit of the living God dwelling within them. They don't know these things, don't have these things, yet they are tampering with you. And they're disseminating to you doctrines of demons, doctrines that did come from these ascended masters, these beings. And listen, you'll notice, and I say this to all the military ones and even the remote viewers, you're going to notice something very clearly. Those who have sought the powers, psi powers, and everything else, in your seeking, in your development, you're going to find that it always and is constantly leading you further and further away from the God who's revealed himself in Old and New Testament, the God who's shown himself at the cross, from Jesus Christ, from the Spirit of God. You're going to find an aversion to the person of Jesus Christ the deeper you get. Whether you call it the latent power of the soul being awakened, awakened by whom? By whom? Just listen to even Edgar Mitchell. Listen to, go ahead and listen to Monroe and read his materials. Go ahead and listen to Ed Dames and so many others. And you're going to find that the, quote, spiritual experiences and the strange things that are going on, you know what they are? They're clearly coming from the other side. It burns me because I love these people and I love humanity and I stand in the sight of God. God calls us ambassadors as though Christ himself was speaking through us and that we would implore you and let you know that God is so real. God loves your life. God cares about you. And that the cross speaks of a power. The cross speaks of the physics of God. The cross speaks of immortality, eternity, of destiny. Listen, I walk with God. I know God. He dwells within me. I know who holds the future. I know how the future will begin to pan out. Continue to watch Israel. Continue to watch, you know, the central areas there with the Arabs. Continue to watch, you know, Russia, if you will, but continue to watch Europe, decadence sexually and demonic deception. It goes hand in hand. Listen, the Word of God speaks about this very clearly in that second book of Thessalonians in reference to the secret power of lawlessness that is already at work. And that the ancient fallen one is operating in a power underneath the waters, underneath the table, in stealth, if you will, developing and working and operating his agenda. There is an intense and incredible agenda. I'm telling you that Satan knows prophecy. Satan knows and knew about the first appearance of Christ. He knows that Jesus Christ is coming again. Everything he's doing, is to get to Revelation 19:19, as I've spoken before. This has been missed. This brings us great revelation concerning what's going on. So those that are in the mill labs and those that are in those, you know, laboratories and those that are seeking the powers and those that have meditated and looked and listened and those who have been connected to machinery and those who are allowing themselves to be opened up in so many kinds of ways, you are falling under transmutation and not transformation. In the article, I tell you about the secrecy issue, the elitism in Europe. I mention that I've never been inside a Masonic lodge. I have, however, been inside one of the OTO meetings a number of times. I believe they called it the Black Sun Camp, and Master Dan was there. And though I did not get to see any kind of, you know, Babylon working, I was prepared to respond whenever it was necessary, but they kind of disappeared. I was invited to go to initiation meetings in Chicago, in which they would have wanted me to blaspheme Christ, to involve myself in moral sexual decadence. No doubt, that's Aleister Crowley. That's all about what he is and was. He found his dark powers in the context of drugs and a massive immorality. The two go hand in hand. And I'm going to tell the Luciferians right now, that's how it always works. Because in the moral darkening of your conscience, in the perversion of what we once were made to be, in the twisting of your sexuality, comes a darkening of conscience. And comes a receptivity from the dark spirits, the dark ones. I've been again and again to the meetings of the Theosophical Society. And though for some it doesn't seem like a very dangerous place, in a physical sense, maybe that's so, but in a spiritual sense, it's very deadly. I never met anybody there that could say they knew God. Let me ask you right now, do you know God? Do you walk with God? Listen, even the demon-worshipping king in Daniel's day, he knew powers, 56 demonically-oriented temples in the city. Babylon was just littered with demonic presence in its politics, its religion, its bloodshed. It's assimilation of all cultures to come in under that demonic presence. But even the demon-worshipping king knew something was different about Daniel. He could see that the spirit of the living God, that he would say the spirit of the holy gods, because he was polytheistic. He didn't understand that Yahweh, not until the end anyway, that Yahweh was the God of gods, the infinite in comparison to the finite. That's why in the Psalms we can read that Yahweh, God, is greatly feared in the council of the small g gods. So whether Masonic, whether the Black Sun Camp of the OTO, whether the Theosophical Society, again, it's the choices that you have made, the brotherhood, the satanic churches, the popular ones, the traditional ones, druids, and man, so many others. And whether I've seen it in voodoo and other Haitian-styled, you know, Palo Mahombi and so forth, whether there, through the New Age, when it came to the authoritative presence of Christ exposing the spiritual presence behind the voices and abilities and demon-given books. They're all the same. They're all the same. They operate in subterfuge and deception and seduction. What human, what fallen human mind can perceive that? Can Colonel Shannon? Can his entire, you know, listen, yes, we want love. Yes, we would love. And we will see. The Prince of Peace is the best bet at the ending of all wars. For those of you who are in the midst of war, fighting wars, contemplating the coming wars, please understand that the Bible reveals that as long as Satan is on the face of the earth operating in willing human hearts, that war and bloodshed will not only continue, but will escalate and come to the point of being unparalleled until he's dealt with. Did you ever read just in a Bible study about the 1,000-year millennia when Satan is bound? There is no more war. Ancient prophecy 2,700 years ago speak about the lamb laying down with the lion and that peace comes. Jesus talked about a peace that he could give that the world would never be able to give. And this is the important thing that I'm sharing with you now, is that whether you know you are somebody in the military trying to, you know, in some way weaponize the powers that be, notice that the powers that be always led you further and further and further away from the Christ of Isaiah, the Christ of Psalms, the Christ of Matthew, the Christ, the living Christ, the Christ who did no harm. The Christ who loved individuals, the Christ who died on the cross, the Christ who was sinless, the Christ who walked on water, the Christ who raised a little boy from the dead and gave him back to his parents, the Christ who wept outside of Israel and he wept over you, Israel. He wept over you, Israel. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have taken you up under my wings. Yahweh Adonai, Isaiah 6. Isaiah saw Christ high and lifted up. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty was, is to come. Israeli, do you know the living God? Does he dwell inside of you? Do you know the power of God? Do you know the Spirit of God? I know, and I walk with Yahweh Adonai. Jesus Christ is Messiah. Look again. Get angry all you want. Wonder why you get so angry. Wonder why you get so, you know, outraged over this. Why don't you take a few moments to look into it? Why don't you peer into the Gospel of John, peer into the Gospel of Matthew, and again see it has been fulfilled. Hundreds of prophecies. But, as in all cultures, secret societies have infiltrated. Secret societies are everywhere. Secret societies are operating and seducing and leading. And he will even work. Obviously, among the Islamic people, there is clearly the folk level spiritual witch doctor. You know of the presence of evil. Arabs, you know of this. Muslims, you know of this. But I challenge you, instead of just getting mad and ranting around, to take a look at who Allah really is. I'm telling you, as someone who can say that I'm motivated for one reason, the love of God. Because of the love of God, he loves you. God loves you. God cares about your life. God comes to break us free from fear. Who is the prince of Persia in the book of Daniel? Who is that territorial being that ruled over modern-day Iraq and Iran and Syria? Did he ever go away? Or did he look for new objects to communicate doctrine, to create a system? Why do you fear so much? You see, the secret power of lawlessness is not just in among the secret societies and so forth. The secret power of lawlessness is operating in every culture of the world. The secret power of lawlessness is operating among politicians, and he's operating inside the government. He's operating there in the UN. He's operating there throughout Europe. He's operating in every way. The supernatural power that if you are defenseless, if you have no way to guard yourself, then that power, that working around you, it will run circles around you. It will run circles around you. There's no question about that. Well, I'm coming to the point where I want to share with you a few other things. I simply put this in the newsletter part of the web newsletter that we put out. Like in many secret societies, on a spiritual level, it's all about seeing how open you are to the reception of the demonic as you progress through bite-sized initiations and rituals. You never get to the blood and guts stuff and like the big hairy demons until you dance with the little critters first. Some of you that are listening, you've downloaded and you're sitting in places and you're going through this. It really is kind of strange, even to me, as I sit listening and leading, just listening to the Spirit of God, just being yielded to the Spirit of God, knowing that some of the things that are going to be said are going to be so providential that they're going to strike you and about knock you off your chair. Because it's not about my voice and it's not about who I am, but it is about the God of heaven who spoke out of the book of Isaiah. Again, 2,700 years ago, God says, "Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. For I am God and there is no other." God's invitation. Jesus said, and listen again and try to comprehend why. Listen, you can continue to search on a man level, on a human level. You can continue to say, I want spirituality wherever I want to buy it, wherever I want to get it. I want to get it through meditation. I want to go listen to the channeling of Abraham. I want to go listen to the Hicks guy. I want to go listen to Ramtha. I want to go listen to Maharishi. You can do it whatever way you want to do it. You can keep searching. What do you got? Have you found what you're looking for? Have you come to the place where now you know that God embraces you and you embrace God and that it is such a joy-filled relationship? It is such an assured relationship that not only do you know that you know that you know that you know that you know God, but you also know where you're headed. You also know glorification is coming. You also know that God's heart is bent on the whole of the world. You also know the revelation of Scripture comes from the heart of God that says that He is not willing that anybody perish. Can I stop you for a moment in the midst of your search among eclectic spiritualities? I'm going to tell you again and again and again. It's like the donkey following the carrot. Running and running and running and running and running and running and going through practice and going through meditation and going through stones and going through channeling and going to listen and going to experience and going to astral planes and going to every kind of experience that may only deepen the grip of darkness in your heart and in your mind and in your soul and lead you to a spiritual burnout. And some of those that are New Agers and others, so many millions of you, you know that something's ominous in the air. Listen, I have a friend that sent me even the quotes, and many have heard this and heard it in the speech and so forth, but President F.D. Roosevelt once said, "In politics, nothing happens by accident." A reference to behind-the-scene powers. Woodrow Wilson, the president, Woodrow Wilson, was more insightful. Let me give you the quote that she, a friend, thanks Al, sent this to me. It's on the webpage too, the newsletter. "Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of somebody. They're afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it." I think he was referring to, and had somewhat a glimmer of insight, to the satanic, to the secret power of lawlessness. A supernatural operative power disseminated, focused on the politics, focused on the military, focused on unifying nations, focused on ripping down what would be considered a spiritual blockade to the rise of a satanic, Aquarian, a Luciferian invocation, initiation. You see, 3,000 years ago, to speak about conspiracy, PS2, Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 2. Have you read it for a long time? Have you looked into the Psalms? There's where you're going to see, in reference to the King, in reference to the Son of God, in reference to the, in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, 1,000 years before he came visibly and physically on the earth. But this prophecy is a revelation of the nations conspiring together. The nations, Europeans. Nations, that means politicians, Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, the Committee of 300, those are all the surface groups. Underneath those surface groups, these elitists that not only are politically savvy, not only are they economically incredibly wealthy, but they are absolutely saturated with Luciferian powers. They understand that power behind politics is got to be a supernatural operative power that will lead and guide, that will suck in unwittings, that will prepare the world for the greatest bloodshed it's ever seen. There's no tears in hell, my friend. I don't even think, if I can say it this way, figuratively, Satan or demons have tear ducts. They don't weep over the destruction of humanity. They don't weep over nations fighting one another. They don't weep over racism. They don't weep over bloodshed. They don't weep over these things. They love these things because of the ancient hate against Yahweh, the ancient hate against God Almighty Himself. Because of that ancient hate, there is a power operating that God spoke about 3,000 years ago. And he speaks out to the prime ministers and the presidents and the leaders and the kings all throughout Europe. He speaks to the presidents and leaders in the Senate. He speaks to the House and he speaks to the governors. He speaks to the politicians about embracing the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, to embrace God, to find protection, to find deliverance, to find forgiveness, to find wisdom, to find guidance, to embrace the Son, because what's out there is so big, so pervasive, you have no way of stopping the onslaught of Luciferian development. The nations will connect, Antichrist will come, wars upon wars and rumors of wars and nations, the great black awakening, the great chaos before the great, according to them, great new world order. But it's not just about that. Listen, everybody, coast to coasters and all the rest. It's not just the coming of the Antichrist. It's not just the coming of the one that will cause more control and more stealing of your mind and heart and life, because it's all about, he doesn't want to destroy humanity. He wants to use humanity. Revelation 19:19. Have you been impacted by that revelation? It is absolutely the visible little picture of the fulfillment of Psalms chapter 2. If it was to occur in these next, 10 years, that the Superman of the human race, the next Führer, the Antichrist, the little horn, the beast, the world's savior, will lead the world through the most satanically miraculous empowerment that world history has ever seen. Powers will come from him. And you kings, you princes, you leaders in Britain, in Germany, in the Netherlands, Finland, Italy, France. Without the aid, the cutting edge power of the living God, without the authority of Christ, without the Spirit of God dwelling in you, I'm telling you now, look in your meetings, look what's going on. You are out of the controls. You can fly with it and lose your soul forever. In the end, what will you say at the great white throne judgment? What will you say in standing before God? I just followed orders. You just followed orders. Orders from who? Because by the providence of the living and loving and incredible God of heaven and earth, you're listening to the fact that He loves you, that Jesus Christ blasted apart the finality of death. The demons know it. Satan knows it. Biblical prophecy told us about it. Millions have been impacted, received. You know what it is to be a real Christian? Not a church, not just a religious figure, not just a religious person. The Bible says a person can have a form of godliness but deny the power. And that includes the Pope, cardinals, priests, and pastors. Are you born of the Spirit of the living God? Bottom line, does God dwell within you? Could it be known even by a demon-worshipping pagan king, like in Daniel's day, that the Spirit of the Holy God dwells within you? That something so different than the spirits of the New Age, the Ascended Masters, the Great White Brotherhood, the spiritual presence behind the Akashic Records, the presences that you remote viewers see out there in the ether, the great universal, as Master Ong used to tell me. Colonel Shannon, have you ever found the peace that you've been looking for? In all of your search, maybe you've forgotten one thing. All of your life, somebody has been searching for you. If you will but stop for a little while and turn around and just cry out to God and say, I hear that you've been searching for me. I want to be found. I want to know a peace that settles the matter. I want to know a presence that settles the matter. I want to know within me the beginning from the end. I want to be embraced by the living God. I want the living God to be in my life. Take again then a look at why Jesus died and shed his blood. Why there are 300 prophecies born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin. That even one among his own company would betray him for 30 pieces of silver. In the context of all of your own eclectic spiritual searches, have you, in word and in deed, betrayed the Son of God? In looking at PS2, Psalm chapter 2, God from 3,000 years ago, with living words, and all of his heart calls you while there is still time, secret society members, victims of the ancient brotherhood, priests of darkness. God invites you to come out of the darkness and into a light that you have never tasted, never touched, never conceived. I pray that the authority and power and might of the living Christ will truly visit you. I pray that God would visit you supernaturally, like a man named Saul of Tarsus, who is bent on the destruction of the Christian message, the gospel. A pagan priest one time who owned a local occult, I guess, pagan bookstore, the Mystic Goddess, sitting in my theology class in an open discussion, asked, "Why do you Christians always try to proselytize us?" He really didn't know. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, monogenesis, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. The next verse says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world." God is after you. If you're lost, if you're separated from God, see, the word of God, the ancient prophet said in the book of Isaiah, the trouble is that your sins have cut you off from God. Maybe that's why it's been hard for you to turn around, to realize that something within you is the problem and not God. Blame shifting didn't work in the garden. And blame shifting will not help you now. For those involved at the Knights of Malta, how even pastors who will listen, how do you, you know what, pastors and elders and deacons and so forth that have become members of the Masonic Lodge and so forth, listen, can I say something very plain and simple? You've got to be nuts, absolutely nuts, to be a part of those spiritual systems. Years ago, conspiracy, a real, genuine conspiracy, has been identified. And it will involve the nations. It will go from not just a small group, not four people, not just a little crew of individuals, not just a wizard here or there, but it will involve nations, the unification of nations. And an ancient hate will rise within those nations, open to every other kind of spirituality, but closed. That's why Jesus talked about one time, they hated me without reason. Pastors, elders, and deacons, and others who are part of Masonic Lodge, I call upon you in the sight of God, of Christ Jesus and the elect angels, for you to repent of this darkness, because they, in the upper levels, mock you. They laugh. They think it part of their success that they've pulled you into the lower levels, all the while acknowledging, like in a book that I have on my shelf by Albert Pike, believing that Jesus is not it, that Lucifer is. How can you spend your time, your money there? Let me ask you a question. Who have you evangelized? Who have you led to Christ? Why is it a secret society when everything Jesus did was out in the open? When all the miracles and all that he spoke, when he also said that all the secrets that have been, everything been spoken and done in secret, it'll be screamed from the housetops. And I think a lot of times for the upper level priests and so forth, and all of you who are wizards and those kind of people, you think that by the sheer fact that you have not been caught, that you have been literally, that you have literally benefited from the blood of the innocent, that you haven't been caught, as if, you know, your arrogance has risen to a point where you literally challenge. Well, I will ask for you particularly that God would visit the way he visited the king there in the days of Daniel, who was an incredible man of God. Yahweh Adonai was his friend. Boy, did he see visions. Boy, did he see dreams. You ever wonder why it says in chapter 1 that he and those that were resolved were 10 times better? 10 times better than all the magicians and sorcerers and all the rest. Christians, what are you prepared for? Christians, what in the world are you doing with your life? Are you filled with the power of God? Are you part of the great mission? The missionaries that have come and been sent from heaven by the Spirit of God called. We are called to the nations, to the highways and byways. I remember the story, just to tell you quickly. And maybe again, chosen ones, Luciferians, and those who consider me your enemy at this point anyway, will understand a little bit about the emotional side or the what drives, what compels someone like me and many others. The story comes from a chaplain that was walking an inmate down to death row to be hung, to have his life ended. And as he was walking in that direction, he was reading scripture along with the officers that were on their way. And finally, the prisoner who was on death row, the prisoner who was going to be hung in just a very short time, just within minutes, finally turned to the chaplain, to the priest, whatever he was. And he looked at him and he said, "Sir, if what you are reading is true, I would crawl all over England on glass, hands and knees, if I needed to, and tell everyone of this mercy and grace that you are reading about." The Word of God reveals that God's mercy triumphs over judgment, James 5. God gives you the invitation to bow your knee, to look up to the Lord Jesus Christ. "Whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. He's rich to all. There is no favoritism with God. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Jesus said, John chapter 7, "I tell you the truth, anybody that believes in me, out of his inmost being would flow rivers of living water," the Spirit of God, the presence of God. You may know the dark powers, you may have been given abilities, but if you're not willing to give up those satanic abilities, if you're not being willing to give up those powers and have them tested, if you're not willing to yield to gain absolute total forgiveness and the presence and power of God to dwell within you as a temple of the living God with the gift of eternity, if you're going to hang on to those little itty bitty powers in comparison to the power and the life and the mercy and the grace and the love of God, then you shall perish with your powers. I've said it before and I'll say it again, what one man one time said: "He is no fool to give up what he cannot keep, to gain what he cannot lose." I pray to God that a man named Stubblebine and Alexander and Shannon and Dames and Buchanan and Smith and Dorff and Swan and Putoff and Targ and Mitchell, stop in your tracks for a while. Stop scratching the surface of human consciousness. You're being led down a road inch by inch. Knowledge is going to be given to you in increments. But I guarantee you that all that knowledge and all that information will lead you further and further and further and further and further away from this anointed one that PS2, Psalm 2, speaks about and was written about 3,000 years ago. It was written for you in mind. It was written with you in mind. It was written to be communicated to you. And that's why we are doing what we do. God loves you, and I love you, and I care about you. That's why twice a day
I could bow my knee and pray with deep emotion, God, reach out, and I name you one by one. God, save them. Save them. This is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net, on the web.